This is Dr. Subrajan Gopinathki reporting on patient Manish Kumar Shanmugam. Date of birth is 12/22/1986. Indicate patient's epigastric abdominal pain, GERD. He has a history of Helicobacter pylori infection. Treated in the past, but not completely. So he has his breath test was positive with the recurrent Helicobacter pylori. He's still having symptoms. He's not taking any H2 blockers or proton pump on a regular basis. He only takes antacid on and off. Sedation was given by Kriteria and Acinethra and this one is the patient with blood pressure, After infarction, the sign of the patient played like a chief or carried class of fire, so it's easy to fall. Bulb will do a second purpose to example, patient during mild erosive gastroenteritis, bias response to central or serious fluids for enteropathy, glucuronal patch, mild to moderate diffuse gastritis, biopsy were taken. From the interim, lower body, stomach, this was the first pass biopsy was taken for the Helicobacter pylori with the and the culture for the culture and culture sensitivity. Retro pressure then says we have a biopsy of pericardium, which will diffuse gastritis. Biopsy was taken for the body's stomach to rule out if there's any atypical or neoplastic cells or inflammatory cells. Was treated by digestion question, short stomach fatted. Biopsy was taken for gastritis. Complication for any one question, short stomach parrot, number two, diffuse gastritis in the body of the stomach and the lower body stomach in the antrum. The body stomach biopsy was done separately and in separate jar through a neoplastic was inflammatory cells. Number four, patient mild to moderate diffuse antral gastritis. Biopsy were taken for Helicobacter pylori and also for the culture. This was the first biopsy were taken. You have a clean biopsy. This was biopsy we're taking a look at the pylori and culture and sensitivity. Patient also last if one patient has the erosive duodenitis biopsy we're taking for a celiac screw recognition. I wait for the stomach enterum and low body stomach helicobacter pylori comes a positive. Then I recommend patient to have a culture and sensitivity, which was ordered in the pathology request. And depending on the if this helicobacter pylori is positive and depending on the sensitivity with the antibiotics, patient will be given an antibiotic according to that. Number two, the start patient of protonics, 40 milligrams per day, and also start patient cataphate, 1 gram TID. Cataphate, 1 gram TID could be for 2-3 months, and the protonics, 40 milligrams per day for 3 months, and after that, depending on symptoms, could be every other day for acid heartburn, acid reflux, number four, avoid NSAIDs, number five. Away for the esophagus biopsy, if the esophagus biopsy comes next for Barrett's esophagus, repeat the bronchoscopy in 3 years as a screening for the Barrett's esophagus. Number six, away for the biopsy of the body of the stomach, if biopsy comes out to be atypical or neoplastic cells, the recommendation is endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. If all these biopsy comes negative, then I would recommend patient to have negative for explaining this pathology, no new plastic cells, no Helicobacter pylori. Then recommend patient have ultrasound abdomen, rule out gallstones, and also if that comes negative, then recommend patient have a CT scan abdomen, pelvis without contrast, or intra-abdominal pelvic pathology, rule out hepatic biliary pancreas disease. Lifestyle modification recommended, follow 1-2 weeks. And addition, please send a copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Megha Parekh, M-E-G-H-A, Megha Parekh, P-A-R-E-K-H. And copy Dr. Parham Sari. She was February 20th, 2023. February 20th, 2023. Patient option. Thank you.